Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's time for 5 on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris bring you 5 topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, it is Layla Rahimi and Mark Rohde as we broadcast live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Marshall Harris is at the Barrett Sports Summit, so that's going on right now. Danny Parkin's getting an award, as well as the station.
I mean,
and Mike North is getting the Lifetime Achievement Award, so shout out to those guys.
Yeah. Good for you, Mike North.
Yeah.
Five on it.
All right, kicking it off with some Cubs. Which player needs to make an impact for the Cubs to have a successful series against the Mets this weekend in New York?
His name is Kyle Tucker.
Ooh.
City Park is a massive ballpark, so I want to see somebody with pop do some things. And Kyle Tucker, unfortunately, has only had 2 home runs so far this month, and I know it's the 9th, but I need him to get at least a 3rd in this series. I'm going to feel a lot better if I see a little more pop out of that bat this month. People go on streaks. People get ridiculously good months like what he had in April. I don't know that that can be topped when your OPS was as high as it was for him that month. It was 865. The slug that month was 484. Right now, he's up to 538 this month already, the average over the games he's played in. But I want to see Kyle Tucker hit a home run. I want to see him get a few hits in this series. He was 0-for in the last game against the Giants, but he was 2-for-4 in the one before. So if Kyle Tucker has a multi-hit game, I'm feeling good. If he hits a home run, I'm feeling even better against this Mets team.
Stars got to be stars in big series, right? So I like that. I will present the following. Layla, on July 30th, 2021, Javier Baez was traded to the New York Mets along with Trevor Williams. Don't forget about Trevor Williams.
I did forget about Trevor Williams.
And his father, which was always cool because his father was always watching, probably still watches his son in every game, which is so cool. But Trevor Williams and cash considerations in exchange for Pete Crow Armstrong. PCA has to have a big series. He's been scuffling a little bit. That's what baseball people prefer to say, by the way. Like, if you talk to a pitching coach, as you know, Layla, they'll never say slump. He's been scuffling a little bit.
Scuffling.
That softens it.
How do they feel about, like, Joe Namath saying struggling?
Oh, struggling.
I couldn't care less about the Jets struggling.
That's good. The L, the way he says his L.
Struggling.
Yes. Oh, man. So, PCA is going to have a big series. Now, I did think about the fact that he is going to be, like, he never played for the Mets, and so I don't think he has, like, but this is the team which drafted him, so he's going to be feeling it. It's the Big Apple. It's the bright lights, the big city.
Take it personally.
Take
you
it
didn't want me.
Right. I think. Because it could go two ways. He could be overcompensating and way too excited at the play because he wants to show off in New York because it's New York and because he is drafted by that franchise.
I need you to not swing at the sliders.
But I think he's one of these guys that love the bright lights. And I found that out in the Milwaukee series. Like, that was like a fun, it felt big. that series.
The
and
Dodger
he,
series. The Dodger Sunday night series. Baseball.
Sunday night. Exactly. So I think he's one of these primetime guys, and we're going to find out a little bit more in this series because there's going to be all sorts of crazy PCA adrenaline going.
How many bears if PCA hits like two home runs?
Well, this is the problem. See, now he is does not get the automatic six bears because he's not from here, nor is he like you who is closing in on 10 years in Chicago.
First Football Monday is going to be great.
Oh,
yeah,
it's looking for. We'll hold your hand through it. We'll get you through it. Don't you worry, Lails. I got you. Marshall got you. Five
on it. It sounds like Red Sox third baseman turned designated hitter Rafael Devers isn't happy in Boston. Apparently, Chief Baseball Officer Craig Breslow asked Devers if he would play first base to cover for Tristan Casas, whose season ended after rupturing his patellar tendon last Friday. Here's what Devers told reporters yesterday.
Yeah, you know, I know I'm a ball player, but at the same time, they can't expect me to play, you know, every single position out there. In spring training, they, you know, talked to me and basically, you know, told me to put away my glove, that I, you know, I wasn't going to play any other position but DH. So right now I just feel like it's not an appropriate decision by them to ask me to play another position.
Should the Cubs be all in on trading for Devers to put an end to their unsuccessful third base platoon?
Well, if there's one thing that I've learned recently, it is that Rafael Devers can say a lot when he says a little. That was through a translator. But let's go back to an earlier time where Alex Bregman was first acquired.
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
Can you expand on that?
I played third.
He told you then, did he not? He told you then.
I had not heard that.
So I understand why. I think irked was the headline that ESPN used. Irked Devers tells Red Sox he won't move to first base. And I actually think irked is a good way of putting it for him. The body language, I mean, I don't know that he was like upset when he was talking. There was a little bit of like a smirk or a swag there, you know, when the video you see him speaking. I don't speak Spanish fluently. I pick it up here and there, but not to that extent by any means. So I can't tell you what the direct translation was. I know sometimes it's hard to translate exact tone and things like that. Even when that's your job, that's very difficult. Regardless, we've talked so much on this station about how third base is a crater in baseball. If he wants out of there, which I think would be a really bold move given what the Red Sox are trying to do when they added Alex Bregman, for example, to their team, I don't know that it works without Devers, but if he's this unhappy, I don't know that you could get a bigger haul for him than you can right now when you consider so many contending teams and the need at production at third base and to have that be offensively producing for you in a productive way.
So you're a yes?
Am I a yes?
I'm a yes.
What are they going to trade for him the issue?
Well, that's a great question, but I guess my initial thought...
They're going to ask for big league talent because they're still trying to get into the playoffs.
Got to think about that. Yeah, who is expendable on the team right now that you give up? How about this? How about this? Would you give up an Amaya or a Carson Kelly? Sell high on Carson Kelly?
No.
Well, you believe in that OPS, huh?
It's not that. It's that it's hard to have two good, capable catchers.
Amen to that.
And that is necessary.
Don't they have a catcher right now, though, in the minors that's hitting the hell out of the baseball?
They do. I'm trying to remember his
Moises
name.
Ballesteros.
Yes.
There it is.
Yep. I think we're putting this together in real time, folks.
Okay, if you could somehow unload Carson Kelly... As part of a deal. It would be part of a deal for Rafael Devers.
Just how much do people believe in that this Carson Kelly stuff is real? I think, Layla...
Yeah, Devers is owed money that the Cubs don't like paying.
That's another great point. But in a year, Layla, where the Cubs are all in, and who knows what tomorrow brings. Who knows if Kyle Tucker is going to be... This is another thing we talk about just about every day about the Cubs. This year is its own entire entity of must-win. Must-win, or guys like Jed Hoyer and Carter Hawkins could be looking for new jobs. So sell out, man, even if you have to deal with a little bit of attitude. And Rafael Devers might just be hilarious. I don't know. It's lost in translation because we're not hearing from him, and I don't know what he's like. But I kind of like the attitude.
Do you know who's also helping at first base right now? Speaking of interesting points to this.
Who?
Romy Gonzalez.
Oh, my goodness. Romy Rome.
Ray just nearly spat out his water.
I really did. I forgot about that guy.
255. This is Rafael Devers. 6 homers, 25 RBIs, 37 hits for all you traditional stat people.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rockies are 6-31, on pace for 26 wins this season. Their run differential is -109 through 37 games. Will White Sox fans be rooting for the Rockies to finish with less than 41 wins this season?
Of course. Nobody wants to be the worst. You don't want to have that moniker on your team. Like, what do we think of every time we think of the undefeated Miami Dolphins? Oh, they're cracking another bottle of champagne.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not. But the point is, we think about them every time. Every time a team gets to like 8-0, then that gets to Dolphins talk. You remember the year the Steelers were 11-0? Anybody remember that? That happened. You don't want to be the one on the other side of this. And I don't know that any champagne's going to be cracked. But you're going to be compared to some of the worst stretches in all of baseball. Think about the losing streak. And how it got to 21 games last season. So yeah, of course I'm cheering on the Rockies to lose more.
You know, I have a slightly different look at this. I think I believe in the theory of rock bottom.
And Rocktober?
Rocktober. Oh, yeah, man. Rocktober.
Remember that?
Coming. Oh, yeah, man. I'm sure there's still all sorts of Rocktobers, probably even in this town. Shout out Rocktobers. But
he was great on the Barrett Sports Summit yesterday.
Rock is the best, man. Shout out John Rock Mamola. Boy, my shout outs are just coming furiously. The idea of the Sox being god-awful again, like, it really feels like the only way that you can affect change with this franchise is if you are rock bottom, embarrassed beyond embarrassing. So for the sake of White Sox fans and for the sake of the organization, I think I would be okay with the White Sox being worse, because that's the only way, man. It's public shame, right? The way that they comport, it's not fair to White Sox fans. So that's what I look. That's the way I look at it.
Five on it. Which Bears second round rookie will have the biggest impact this season?
Obviously, it's Ozzie Trapillo. Obviously. They don't draft him where they do. And that's the second highest drafting of an offensive lineman since Darnell Wright. Mm. So they don't do that unless they have high hopes for him, which I believe they do. Are they as high as his 6'8" frame? You know, that's the question here. I don't know what happens up there. I think they are. I feel like that is my, a relative Mount Everest for me, 6'8". That's NBA high. I don't know what goes on, man. When I hold the microphone to 7-footers, it's just straight up.
Believe it or not, me too.
So, point being, it's got to be Ozzie Trapillo, just because of A, where they drafted him relative to other offensive linemen, and B, the Bears' need. I know a lot of people might want to say Luther Burden, but for me, it's still the offensive line all day, every day.
Man, you were really projecting on me there. The answer is number 87, Luther Burden. will have the biggest impact on the Chicago Bears this year.
Showdown.
Yeah.
Number 87. Ozzie Trapillo is my guy. Luther Burden is your guy.
Yeah. When I think of all the great number 87s, I start with Jesper Horsted, ladies and gentlemen. Jesper Horsted, a former tight end for the Bears.
Do you remember when Ryan Pace said, when I think of development, I think of Jesper Horsted?
Did he actually say Jesper?
Well, I think he said Jesper.
Oh, no, I love the soft J. Yalen Johnson.
He did that kick. You remember the hitch kick or whatever that was? The karate kick?
Who did?
Horsted.
Oh, no, I don't remember
yes,
that.
Yes, you do.
Do I?
It was this ridiculous kick.
I remember him catching a touchdown pass from Justin Fields in maybe his first preseason
game. I think the
game?
Celebration after that was the kick.
Well, Grody, I don't know. You were there, so
I was there. I can't possibly remember everything that I see at Hallis Hall. Shout out to Tom Waddle, too, one of the great number 87s in Bears history. So I think it's going to be Luther Burden.
Five on it.
If Chicago's own Pope Leo XIV could use his holy influence to fix one thing about the White Sox, what would you want him to choose?
Can you prevent everybody from having to get Tommy John surgery? Because they had six dudes need it in a month.
Wow, good answer.
Like, that would be a true miracle.
You shall now heal the White Sox, dear Pope.
And I don't know that that's necessarily who you want even pitching. You know, the talent evaluation is still up for grabs here. But if a miracle can be performed, that would be what I would look into. Now it's too late. Everybody's recovering from those surgeries now. But that would be where I would start.
Dear Pope, can you please put a little bit of, like, maybe do a second offering? Is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, a second offering at the church and put a little bit more usable cash in the coffers out there and start to pay some players on the south side of Chicago. Maybe the White Sox would do this to the Cubs. Dear Pope, may the White Sox start to comport themselves as a big market team that pays pitchers, that doesn't laugh off the idea of being in on Shohei Ohtani. May you start to nudge the White Sox in the direction of acting like a Major League Baseball team that plays in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago. And yes, Emory Moorhead, number 87 as well.
Oh, well, well, well. Sounds like the Bears are already talking at Hallis Hall. We've Ben Johnson audio, and it's next. Well, that's exciting. I know we've got to get to it. I feel very happy that this is a new development. I thought that they started practice late today at Hallis Hall.
We got
they
audio.
Sure did. They sure did start late, but look at that. Snappy practice, apparently.
I'm also going to unveil the rest of the numbers of these rookies, whether you guys want me to or not. It's going to happen.
What do you mean you're going to unveil the numbers?
How about right this moment?
Yes. Actually have some time in this segment.
Oh,
because we decided,
I thought
Bears.
Here's what happened.
I thought we were like breaking early. I didn't know
what
happened.
We decided that we were going to omit a bonus question because the Jordan Hudson gossip has been fast and furious. And now the University of North Carolina is having to also address that as well.
Yeah, we have just like yesterday with the Pope, we have conflicting reports.
So here's what happened. We were like, oh, is this true about Jordan Hudson being banned from the UNC facility? Let's include it as a bonus question on 5 on it because it's a hot topic. But then UNC issued a statement. So I love that they're having to spend time and effort on this. And they're like, no, she's a welcome guest at football facilities. So I don't know how that got started, but they shut it down pretty quickly.
Shut it down.
So now we have time for these numbers.
Sick. Thanks for humoring me, guys. Colston Loveland is wearing the number 84. And I did have to think about, you guys remember this name. Ready? Ben Broniker.
Oh, I was thinking of Cassius Marsh.
Yes, does ring a bell.
Sorry about that.
It does ring a bell.
I can always count on you, Tyler. I love you, man.
I'm sorry. And I also was thinking about Cassius Marsh, not Jesper Horsted.
Okay.
Sorry, guys.
That's all
I think
right.
They're both blondes. I don't know.
You made me feel bad about my Bears knowledge. But
do you remember the kick, though?
I can kick. I still don't remember the kick.
All right. Well,
bring
I'll
it up for
you.
Me. Yeah, we'll discuss.
We can't. Like, there's no readily available Cassius Marsh video.
Okay.
The internet on the NFL. It doesn't work that way.
I told you Luther Burden is number 87. Ozzie Trapillo is number 75. the 75 that came to my brain right away. The great Kyle Long, ladies and gentlemen, wore a big number 75 on his jersey.
May he not have the same career when it comes to health.
Yeah, amen, man. Kyle Long. I was thinking about him during training camp. Because
maybe the Pope can help with that.
Yeah, see? It's all there.
The Pope!
What a day.
I'm sad I missed the call from the Pope yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wish you were here, too. I wish we had the three-person weave going yesterday. By the way, all three of us back together on Monday. Marshall will return. It's been a while.
Cassius
three
Marsh.
Of us. Have, yeah, Cassius Marsh.
Cassius Marsh Hall Harris.
Marshall.
Okay, thank you, 847. It was a great kick. I just don't know what happened to him after
I believe
that.
You. I don't recall. Okay.
And he was a blonde as well. I confirmed. I looked it back up.
I was
up.
Like, they're yeah. both blonde.
Yeah, yep.
They have like
100%.
Long hair. I don't know.
That's right.
Just throw Van Ginkle in there too for the
Van Ginkle.
For the Vikings while we're at it.
Van Ginkle. Shamar Turner wearing, he's going to have to live up to something here. Number 95. That was worn by one of the great Bears of all time, Hall of Famer Richard Dent.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Honorable mention to Ego Ferguson, a 2013 Chicago Bear, I think, second round guy. So he's a precautionary tale. Like, he wasn't putrid, but never really lived up to it. All right, I got to get through these quickly. Ruben Hippolyte is number 47. Sorry about this. Bears fans, cover your ears right now. Put your fingers in your ears. Chris Conte wore number 47. I'm sorry. That's the number that comes to my mind. Blown coverage on Randall Cobb, 48 yards in the final minute of a game. All right, I'll stop right there. Luke Newman wearing number 65. Anybody? Patrick freaking Manley. Patrick Manley wore number 65. And Kyle Manungai is number 25. That would be, who was my 25? I'll go Brad Muster. I'm going in the Wayback Machine there. Zay Frazier is wearing number 20. And I can't think of any 20s right off the top of my head.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.